Giants are in San Diego. Madison Bumgarner taking batting practice ahead of his scheduled return on Saturday. And his battery mate, Buster Posey, gets the Giants' second half off to a good start on Friday.
And a bloop. That's falling. In there. Base hit. Belt scores on the Posey RBI. 1-0 Giants.
0-2 to Cueto. Infield comes in now. The pitch is hit past the reach of Myers into right field. Base hit. Crawford in to score as Blash was up with the ball quickly. Now Cueto's going to be picked off at first.
Now Span, first and third, two down. Giants have tied it up. Panic runs, and that one bounces past Myers into right field. Hernandez scores. Giants take the 4-3 lead.
He hammers one. Way, way back. Adios, pelota!
High stress moments here for the Giants trying to win this game. They were up 5-3. Now it's 5-4. With the bases loaded, there is nowhere to put Jabari Blash. And now a full count. Dyson pitches. And Hunter Pence makes a catch.
Sam Dyson escapes the jam, and the Giants win 5-4. A career night for Gorkys Hernandez helps the Giants start the second half in style. The outfielder is batting .248 for the season.
We're going to have a good second half, and we trust everybody here, and we never give up. I mean, we're fighting. We're going to be fighting, and we have a lot of games left, so never know.
Gorky, just talk about you for a second. You had a slow start this season. About 5 weeks ago, we had a conversation. You said, I feel good about my swing. Since that time, you put over 100 points in your batting average. What changes have you made to your swing?
I'm working every day, you know, with Bam Bam. And it changed a little bit in my hands. But the feeling is I try to be positive all the time, no matter what the situation. And that's where I tried to the second half. Today, very good day. That's what I try to keep it going tomorrow and the rest of the season.
Gorkys, you've been in this game a long time, and tonight's your first four-hit game in the big leagues. So this really is a game to remember. Are you going to call somebody? You text somebody? What do you do when you have a game like this?
The first one is my wife. I mean, she's supporting me all the time. My kids. Watching the game and telling me, Daddy, you know, that's what you have to do all the time. I mean, that's what I'm looking for. I try to take care of my babies, take care of my wife all the time. So for do that, I had to do the good here in the baseball. So now is the first time I do the four hits. And I try to keep it going tomorrow and then the rest of the season.
All right, maybe two or three tomorrow would be all right. You don't need four every night.
Yeah, I mean, we try to do four every night, every at bat. I mean, we fight every at bat, every situation. But I mean, every time we touch a gap, we do it all the time for us, for the team. And I think so that this half, we have a very chance for get to the playoffs. We have to keep fighting and try to play baseball the right way.
With the win, the Giants' record stands at 35-56 on the year. Here's their manager, Bruce Bochy.
Great job by the offense. You know, early runs, that was great to get. And you know, we didn't have a shutdown inning after the second. Took the 2-0 lead, and they came right back and tied the game. But, you know, then they took the lead. So, good comeback by the guys. We had some great at-bats, and Gomez, you know, it's this kid's not even starting, getting his three or four at bats. He goes up there and sees the ball and gets a barrel on it. That's pretty impressive. A hard fought game. Posey's add on run was huge, obviously. Ended up being a one run game. It got pretty exciting there at the end, didn't it? That's kind of our way, but, Dyson, he threw a strike there at the end, which he had to do, and got the big out.
The setback for
Cueto,
you seem to get over
that. We'll evaluate him tomorrow. It's day to day, so I can't tell you if he's going to make his next start or not right now. I know he's frustrated with it, we'll check on him the next day, tomorrow, the day after that. Hopefully he can take his pen. If not, we have to skip him. We'll skip him.
Does he have calluses? Blisters on 2 feet?
No, they're not blisters. They're hot spots, they call them. They can turn into blisters.
How does Gorkas fit into the whole outfield picture?
Yeah, how about his game? Yeah, the back end of our order really did a lot to contribute tonight. Of course, with his four hits and the panic, a couple nice deep hits, but he got a nice job getting the guy over. We couldn't catch him, but you know what? His playing time's going to pick up. He's, we're out of outfielders, and Tommy's our fourth outfielder right now, and Wong's played out there a little bit, so I'll try to get matchups, but he's going to be in there tomorrow. You get four hits, I think that. That earns you another start out there.
I didn't really see Dyson pitch that much with Texas, but I imagine he had some innings that just went haywire on him. For him to hang in there and make those pitches there with the bases loaded, is that a good sign?
Yeah, it's a great sign. That, he's got a calmness about him I like. He really does. He's poised out there. Things, it was getting tight. And then the chopper over his head. But he's still trying to make his pitches and get behind there to the last hitter, but came back and evened the count up. And of course, he had to throw strike 3-2. So, he kept his cool.
On Saturday, the Giants get a welcome sight as Madison Bumgarner returns from injury to make his first start since April the 19th.